Mrs. Alcaraz was my legal guardian, not him. What apartment? I asked. Would Matt know where he was taking me? Matt knew the Pruitts. He could help sort this out. He would come get me. I hope. Mr. Pruitt ignored my question, his eyes still scanning my face like I was a puzzle he couldn't solve. Where you live? I asked. It was a stupid question. Of course he was referring to his home. Some people in New York referred to their homes as apartments, which didn't sound at all homey to me. Despite the fact that it was a stupid question, I asked another equally stupid one. With Isabella? Something constricted in my throat. This couldn't be real. I couldn't be related to her. Did he have a wife that was just as hateful as his daughter? Were there any more demon siblings I didn't know about? He eyed me coolly. No, his home would most definitely not be homey. It couldn't possibly be if someone who lived there had such a cold, hard stare. And he already had a perfectly hateful daughter to go home to, so he didn't need me. Look, I'm glad that you decided you wanted to get to know me. I lied. He was 16 years too late. But this isn't the best time. It's actually the worst possible time. Mr. Pruitt knew that already. He'd taken me from my uncle's funeral and didn't seem to feel any remorse. I blinked away the tears threatening to escape my eyes. I'd appreciate it if you let me out. He looked back down at his phone like the conversation was over, but then added, My family doesn't know about you. I need time to sort out this mess, so you'll stay put until I say otherwise. So that's what I was to him? A mess? That was fine. I didn't want to be his anything. But if that was the case, why the hell wasn't he letting me go? There was really only one logical reason. I'll save you the trouble, I said.